you have health questions, she has your answers. It's the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yelora.
Hello, hello. This is Dr. Yelora, your lifestyle and obesity coach for night workers. Welcome and thank you for joining me again for another episode of the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yelora on WICC 600 AM, 107.3 FM. So tonight I'm going to be taking your calls. You can call in on number is 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. So how is everybody doing today? I am so upset and I'm just kind of devastated. I woke up to the horror that happened overnight. And I just have to talk about this because, we have night shift workers affected in this tragedy. And my heart really goes out to everybody in Baltimore. My heart goes out to, people who are involved in the search and rescue mission. And I just have to say this, that, people work nights for the best reasons. And we see construction workers all the time doing their jobs at night. And, nobody ever thinks about this kind of horrific, accident. But I just hope and pray that, the six missing people, that we find them and they are well and can get reunited with their families. And I always talk about night shift work because we work in a 24/7, 365 days economy. We just have to keep providing goods and services as we continue to have more people populating the earth. So if you've been following the news, you know that this horrific accident happened because a cargo ship actually hit on the pillars that anchored the bridge. And as a result of that, the bridge crashed and people got injured and cars were hauled into the water. And as a result of this, accident, now there's a backup from what I hear. There are so many ships that are, backed up in the high sea. So the ripple effect of this, I don't know, but for now we're focused on saving lives and making sure that everybody is reunited with their loved ones. So my heart is with everybody in Baltimore tonight. And I just have to also mention, since this is the last Tuesday wrapping up the Women's Health History Month, I just want to talk about a topic that is near and dear to me, because as a woman and as we, see women who want to have children but still struggle with that, I want to talk about night shift work, women, and infertility, because there have been studies that have been published, and these are validated and reliable studies about the effect of night shift work on women and their, reproduction. So if you're just logging in, this is the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yelora on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM. So my name is Dr. Yelora. I am a lifestyle and obesity coach for night workers. And my passion, I think I just coined this phrase, that my PPP, meaning my pain to purpose project, is to help night shift workers. I want to help them so that they can survive and thrive. And in this way, I can help them elevate their night shift experience. So that is what the show is all about. It's about supporting night shift workers. It's about empowering them so that they can do their job and also think beyond doing night shift. I want them to grow, right? I want them to do night shift for a short time, for as long as they need to. And I want them to move on to more lucrative careers. And at the same time, transformation. The transformation is going to come from, taking better, care of yourself, your health and wellness, prioritizing your health, minimizing your risk of disease, and at the same time, making sure that you optimize all the options to make sure that you're healthy. So I just have to, like, you know, read my disclaimer. I want you to know that this show is presented as my personal opinion, and it does not replace medical advice, or in any way is it an endorsement of any treatment or products I'm going to mention on this show. And that the opinions on this show are for educational purposes and should not replace independent professional judgment. During the in my course of putting together the show and reviewing all the research, I have made every effort to present to you the most accurate information. But because you know the nature of nutrition and health research is constantly evolving, I cannot be held responsible or accountable for the accuracy of the content on my show, and I assume no liability for errors or omissions on this show. So if you decide to work with me as your lifestyle and obesity coach, I want you to know that your past performance with other coaches is not really indicative of future result with me. I expect that we're going to work together. You're going to put in the work so that we can get the benefit and the positive results. So welcome again. Welcome again to the show. This is Dr. Yolora, your lifestyle and obesity coach for night workers. And I'm happy to be here today and in your ears. And I just want to celebrate all the women who work at night tonight. I want to just reach out to them, and more especially during this Women's Health, Women's History Month, I just want to bring up the issue of, you know, night shift women, you know, night shift workers who struggle with infertility, because the WHO, the World Health Organization, has actually identified that infertility is associated with high rates of clinically significant symptoms of depression and anxiety, suicidal tendencies, and a strong conceptualization of grief. So this is really very, you know, mind-blowing. I mean, not mind-blowing, but it's numbing. You know, it's just something that really makes you really, not really sympathize, but recognize that this is a problem, that women who feel this way, that we need to acknowledge them, and we, you know, within the night shift workspace, we should accommodate and talk about infertility, right? So when you talk about infertility, it's a disease of both women and men. There's male and female infertility, and infertility as a whole is defined as the failure to achieve pregnancy after 12 months or more of unprotected coitus. Yeah, since this is a show at 7:30 p.m., I'm not going to use any, you know, certain words in case we have children around. So I'm going to call it coitus. That's the medical name for it. So unprotected, you know, coitus for 12 months without pregnancy is termed infertility. And it's important for you to know that if you're 35 years or older, we can also, you know, consider, you know, workup for infertility after 6 months of unprotected coitus. So infertility, you can have the primary infertility or the secondary infertility. And of course, the primary infertility refers to somebody who has never conceived a child in the past, but is having, you know, difficulty, you're having difficulty conceiving. Whereas secondary infertility is somebody who has had one or more pregnancies in the past, but is now having problems with, you know, conception, you know, getting pregnant again. So overall, when you talk about infertility, we know that, you know, your peak reproductive years, when you're like in your late teens, up until like late 20s, and that by age 30, your fertility starts to wane. It starts to decline, so that by the time, you know, you get into your, you know, mid-30s, you know, the rate of decline is pretty faster. And by 45, your fertility has declined so much that it's actually unlikely that you can get pregnant, you know, naturally. And, you know, I just wanted to bring this topic and talk about this topic because we know that working the night shift in particular is associated with disruption in your natural circadian rhythm. And you're going to hear me say this over and over again, because that is the bane of the problem night shift workers face, circadian rhythm disruption. You know, the disruption in your natural, you know, sleep-wake cycle. So when it comes to infertility for night shift workers, the reason that people who work night may have a higher risk of infertility is related to, again, circadian rhythm disruption, and particularly due to the alteration in a lot of physiological systems, including the female reproductive tract and the hormones. So that puts you at risk for menstrual irregularities. And you may hear some people mention anovulation. You don't ovulate. So when you don't ovulate, then it's going to be hard to get pregnant. And of course, there's a higher risk of endometriosis. This is a condition we don't even know what causes it, but it's a disease whereby the normal tissue that is supposed to be in your uterus is found outside of the uterus. And as a result of that, there's a lot of chronic inflammation, adhesions, fibrosis. I mean, pretty much there's a lot of scar tissue. That's what it kind of triggers. And this makes it more difficult for you to get pregnant. So the reason, again, that this should, you know, people should know this, especially as we start to have, you know, the graduation season, we have a lot of young people who are going to be getting into the workforce. And especially in healthcare, you know, we have younger nurses. They usually start the night, you know, working the night shift before they now get, get into the, you know, day shift schedule. It will be important for them to know, for those of them who are young and married and desire pregnancy, for them to know what could be a problem, you know, if they could be at higher risk for this condition. So pretty much with endometriosis, the symptoms usually is severe, you know, dysmenorrhea. You know, you have a lot of menstrual cramps and pain, and some people have a lot of pain with, you know, urination or when they use the bathroom, or pain during, you know, coitus. So I just want to just, you know, talk about this, especially during this, you know, Women's History Month, so that we can know, so you know, and you can be on the lookout for any of this, you know, health problems in case if you're having difficulty getting pregnant. So this is Dr. Yolori again, and I will be taking your phone calls. So if you have any concerns, any questions, you can call in at 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. So when it comes to infertility, you know, the studies that have been done both here in the U.S. and in most parts of the world, especially in Australia, because Australia had a big study that involved mostly younger nurses who were less than 35 years old. And I guess, you know, in the study, it showed that some of the younger nurses, despite being young, needed assisted reproduction. You know, they had to undergo some artificial measures in order to get pregnant. So the reason I just say this again is, if you work night shift and, you know, you're having difficulty getting pregnant after 6 months, if you're over 35 years, or if you're less than 35 years and it's been over a year, maybe you should, request to be referred to a reproductive endocrinologist. So that could be somebody you need to see earlier than later, so that they can try to help you and, you know, figure out the reason you may be having difficulty getting pregnant. And also, I have to mention this, that in addition to, you know, the menstrual irregularities, I mean, this could be caused by PCOS, you know, polycystic ovarian syndrome, which a lot of people have here in the U.S. as a result of obesity. Of course, the older you get, a lot of people may have chronic medical problems, including diabetes, hypertension, maybe some autoimmune conditions, and this could interfere with fertility and also impair you from getting pregnant. If you want to know the numbers for fertility overall, infertility overall, I was baffled and I was really, you know, shocked to know the numbers that one in five, which is about 22% of married couples in which the woman is about 30 to 39 years have problem conceiving their first child. So one in five, I mean, they put it at about 22% of married couples aged 30 to 39 have problems conceiving their first child. And of course, in women who are younger than 30 years, the number is actually one in eight. So 13%. So the younger you are, the easier it is to conceive. And other things that could impair your fertility and predispose you to infertility include, you know, if you're a smoker, if there's a history of excessive alcohol use, and like I mentioned, people who are overweight or obese, and of course, emotional stress. It's important to know that, you know, in people who are very athletic, you know, people who are very, you know, fit and, you know, do work out a lot, or people who are also undernourished, you know, undernutrition, because you have people who are overweight, you know, suffering from infertility. But at the same time, people who are below their, you know, desired and recommended weight could also be at risk for infertility due to, you know, poor body weight, you know, low body weight. And of course, emotional stress can also predispose you to that. So I will just take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about a topic most of you may not really know about. There's something called the Night Work Convention. There was a conference that happened in the past, and I'm going to share that with you when I come back from the break. And this is Dr. Yolora, your lifestyle and obesity coach for night workers on the Night Shift Lifestyle Show.
Got a question for the doctor? 203-333-9422. Now, back to the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yolora.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. And thank you for joining me again for the second segment of the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yolora on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM. So if you have any questions for me, I'll be happy to take your calls on 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. So before we went on the, you know, brief intermission, I was talking about night shift work in women and infertility. And this is a topic that is I had to, like, you know, talk about because I know that it's unspoken. People don't talk about it. But a lot of people who are impacted by it, they do suffer. And some of them work at night. So I encourage you to have that conversation with, you know, your employer, your supervisor, if your work schedule is impacting your fertility. So I told you I was going to talk about night work convention. So this is a meeting. It was a big convention, a general conference that happened in Geneva, in Switzerland. And this was like in 1990. And it's called the Night Work Convention 1990, article number 171. So what happened was that, if you remember, the night shift work is unnatural, right? It's man-made. We created night shift work. So at some point, the International Labor Organization had to lay down rules that was going to govern how people work at night. There had to be rules that had to be set, and so many countries had to sign that they were going to abide by those rules. So that was when this general conference happened in Geneva on June 6th, 1990. So the United States is part of this convention, you know, they signed this communique at that time. And so, you know, the U.S. has been a member of the International Labor Organization from 1934 to 1977 and back again in 1980. So at some point, they were not part of it. But this convention and this communique applies to the U.S. and all their other territories. So what does this convention say? it's an article. I suggest you, if you work at night, maybe you have to just go print it out and take a look at it. But the article number 3, precisely, says that specific measures are required by the nature of night shift work. And they also refer to article number 4, that employers should take measures to protect the health of night shift workers. They should assist them to meet their family and social responsibilities. They should provide opportunities for occupational advancement and compensate them appropriately, right? And of course, such measures should also apply to safety of people who work at night and maternity protection. So this is article number 3. So I just kind of, you know, I think there are about 17 of them or 19 or thereabout. You could just, you know, it's on the internet. You can print it out. But it's important to know that maternity protection is part of the communique at this convention. But in the U.S., you have to know that we also have the Fair Labor Standards Act for both exempt versus non-exempt workers. And as somebody who works at night, you have to negotiate with your employer for your fair wage. So some of the rules don't really apply here. So what I want you to know, and that is the reason I brought up this article convention, is that you have to advocate for yourself. Night shift work is here to stay. As we continue to have a rapidly, you know, aging population, we have people that are getting older. People are going to have to change the way they work to take care of their families. So in the long run, you have to do that advocacy. If you work at night and you feel like you're having difficulty coping, it's impacting your health, it's impacting your wellness, then you have to go speak with your employer. There is a place for night shift work in our society. A lot of night shift workers have been able to get an education while working night. And that's why I always say it helps you to earn. I mean, you can earn while you learn, which means you can work as a night shift worker while you learn, which means you're going to school. So that is a good thing if you can combine it. It has helped a lot of people raise their children, start families. You know, it has helped people to make more money because there's a night shift differential. People could invest and grow, you know, financial wealth that way. At the same time, we have people who, due to their chronotype, which is your body's propensity to either day or night, we have people who their chronotype support night shift work because that is when they're more awake. So there is a place for night shift work, but if you're not coping, then I will encourage you to have conversation with your employer. Okay? And I'm just going to talk about what I do. Because as your night shift, you know, health and wellness expert, I help night shift workers. I help them, and I help them from a place of my pain, from, you know, the research that is out there, and also from the clients I have worked with who have given me feedback. So I started the Drag and Brag Weight Loss Challenge. And I call it Drag and Brag Weight Loss Challenge because when you work at night, it's a drag, you know. It's hard to do certain things that people who work day shift take, you know, do pretty easily. For example, you know, going to the gym, you know, you rather sleep than go work out. You know, trying to eat healthy, you have to make out time to do your meal prep. And also, you want to spend time with your family on the days that you're off. And then at the same time, you have to sleep. So there's a drag, you know, when you do night shift. But I want you to drag yourself to do those things because they're good for you, to eat healthier, to exercise, to be intentional about spending time with your loved ones after you've rested. And I want you to brag when you lose weight. Okay? So that's what the challenge is all about. And the resources I have to help you with this is that there's going to be a workbook, you know, step-by-step workbook that is going to help you through the process. But if you want this, you have to reach out to me. You have to send me an email at DrYelora.com, DrYelora.com.com. And I will send you a copy of the workbook. Okay. And also, there's personalized one-on-one, coaching. I want to coach you one-on-one because when you do the harder things, you need more personal touch. And the coaching program, it's about, you know, you're going to meet with me twice a week for 30 minutes. Okay. And of course, we're going to talk about healthy and sustainable meal plan. The whole idea of, you know, rapid weight loss, you know, we don't do that. It has been debunked that it's not good for you. So it has to be sustainable. So when you work with me, we're going to have a healthy and sustainable meal plan. There's going to be a community of other night shift workers who are going to support you. And of course, I'd like to have you on the show. You remember I talked about the pyramid. This show, the concept I have when I created this show is a pyramid. On top of the pyramid, it's me, Dr. Yolara. The next step, moving downwards, you know, distally, is my microphone. I use my voice to help you. I use my voice to encourage you, to support you as you work night shift. And the next step on the pyramid is the message, the crucial message about night shift health and wellness, the night shift lifestyle. And the most important person at the bottom of the pyramid is you. So it's about less about me and more about you. And that's why I want you. You work with me, we get to be on the show, and you share your experiences with me, okay? So as I said, this show is for everybody who works at night. If you have your employer, if you have any community of people who are looking for a night shift expert, health expert, I can do that. I can talk to them. I can help them with workshops. I can help with, you know, set up programs which will help you to survive and thrive at your place of work. Okay. And, we know that coming up is National Doctors' Day on March 30th. I am happy to be a physician. I love what I do. I do it with so much passion. I just, you know, right from when I was, you know, 10 years old, I wanted to be a doctor. I still like being a doctor today because I help people feel better so they can go back to their families. It's a very rewarding career. It's a very, you know, you get to, like, you know, connect with people on a higher level. So to all the physicians out there, my colleagues, happy National Physicians Day on March 30th, which is, I believe, this coming Sunday, right? Okay. So I'm mixing up my dates, but if it's not Sunday, happy National Physicians Day. Because whenever the art of medicine is loved, there's also a love for humanity. And this is a quote by Hippocrates. And now we go by that. We go by the Hippocrates oath that says we should never do any harm, do no harm. And this is Dr. Yolara again. Thank you for joining me. And remember, when you work nights, you should always glow. Thank you, and see you again next Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Bye-bye.